happened during your busy day. Get it all right here. The Live Drive with John Torrey on News Talk 1010.
I was mentioning before the break that Joe Warmington wrote an article, one of many written about the latest, and I say the latest with just complete sadness, the latest in a series of young men, and if you just look at the teenagers alone, let alone those older than that, there have been nine thus far this year, 2013, teenagers killed in what seem to be sometimes apparently random actions that have no explanation, and seven of the nine, as evidence of that, have been unsolved to this moment. And I'm going to talk a little bit after we have our guest here to chat for a moment about how I think what we then do is further kind of generalize about neighborhoods, many of them in the northwest portion of the city, not all, but many, and the one that gets most frequently mentioned in a kind of generalized sort of way is the Jane Finch neighborhood. And of course, this is nothing new. And I've been up there many, many times, and I've seen many, many positive things and met many, many positive people who are doing a great job with their kids, and met many of the kids, for that matter. And the furthest thing from their mind is having anything to do with a gun or violence or using a gun or any of that stuff, or gangs, for that matter. But I thought we'd just start off talking to somebody who has spent her life in the Jane Finch neighborhood, and today functions as what I'll call the chief correspondent for JaneFinch.com, which, you, if you haven't seen it, you should go and see it, because it's got a lot of positive stories in it about that neighborhood and about things that go on in that neighborhood. And she goes by the name of Butterfly on the work that she does on JaneFinch.com and joins us now. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, I wanted to just give you a chance. I mean, and look, Joe Warmington, I want to be clear, Joe Warmington's article in The Sun today did not single out Jane Finch, didn't even mention it, in fact. But I just get concerned because there's so much written up about a lot of these incidents, a number of them happening either in the environs of Jane Finch or close by. And I sometimes feel that the generalization then extends to every person who lives there. There's this impression created that, and I'm going to be really candid about this because I can be, that it's kind of the Wild West. There's a shooting going on every street corner every hour. And that, quite frankly, the impression is left that a lot of the people who live up there who happen to have black or brown skin are people that are engaged in all of this, and that everybody's kind of part of the Wild West. And I don't buy into that because I've seen more, but I thought rather than have me talk about my experiences going up there, I would have somebody like you talk about, you know, some of the stories that are good news and some of the challenges and the realities at the same time. So over to you, Butterfly.
Okay, that's so great. So first I'd like to send out my heart and my love to the families and communities that have lost loved ones to violence or suddenly. My heart is with you. And it is an ongoing challenge that we're facing in Toronto. It's getting worse. I think when we are covering it, when we're hearing about the violence that's happening, we are looking at it in a very snapshot way of storytelling. This is linked to a bigger systemic issue. There's systemic issues at play. And I think, you know, once we start tackling this holistically as opposed to once the crisis happens, you know, the crisis at its peak.
What does that mean, though, Butterfly, if you had to name a couple of things that you say, like Joe Warmington gets into, and I'm assuming this is not what you're talking about, not necessarily exclusively anyway, he says, well, much tougher sentences for young offenders and zero tolerance for criminal acts and guns and violence in Toronto community housing projects. And you might well say, well, that's part of a much bigger toolkit. But what, you know, if I said to you, well, what do you mean by a holistic solution? What are you talking about there?
Well, I mean, okay, if we look at, you know, we should ban anybody who has any violent record from living in Toronto community housing. This is a social response, right? Social housing. It's for the marginalized and the disenfranchised. And if we're isolating, you know, it's very arbitrary when we start looking at just, you know, isolating all criminals, you know, where will they go? And that's assuming that they are criminals. You know, our policing has been called to, yes, more recently with Sami Yateef. But, you know, this is an ongoing issue where people are getting charged. They're, you know, getting records because, you know, financially they can't get the, you know, superstar lawyer. It's not a solution when you are just creating Band-Aid solutions.
What kind of things would help? What would you name as the sort of top two things you might sort of do more of that we're not doing enough of to help kind of reduce this kind of activity that's going on in different parts of the city?
There's a few things. I mean, some of the stuff was mentioned in the article in terms of, you know, having schools open and community spaces open up longer, investing in programs. But I mean, there's things that are happening that, you know, are being overlooked and not being invested. We have frontline workers from all different organizations and agencies, local. We have, the YAO, the youth outreach workers, and they're not getting paid, you know, they're not getting paid well. You've got to invest in people, to be able to respond and look at it in a preventative way, you know, building relationships, being accessible, being where people are at to make these relationships. And, you know, you got to look at the systemic stuff, you know, it exists in Toronto District School Board. It exists in Toronto Community Housing. You've got schools in certain parts of the area that are pushing our kids out of school. It's not dropout rates, it's being pushed out. And if young people aren't getting an education and if they're not engaged in schooling, we know you've got to be in schooling to get anywhere, you know,
totally
we're living
right.
in Toronto. So, you know, creating mechanisms to keep children in school, keep students in school, as opposed to kicking them out and just being available for whatever comes their way.
Yeah, including gang activity and including being in the wrong place at the wrong time for a random shooting, even where they were not involved in a gang, they're just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Exactly. And even in terms of the gang culture, quote-unquote, I don't really subscribe to that. I think, you know, young people, you know, if a group of young people are getting kicked out of school, and these are the young people that kind of hang out together because they're kicked out of school, and they do things together, and because they've already been shunned from mainstream society, you're kind of creating a path for people or young people to go down.
All right, Butterfly, we've got people calling in to respond to what you've had to say, so I hope you'll listen.
Sure.
And we appreciate very much that you have taken the time to talk to us. Butterfly is the head news correspondent at the janeandfinch.com website. She is herself a lifetime resident of Jane and Finch. I'd urge you to go and have a look at Jane and Finch. I'll be back with some comments and to take your calls in just a moment, and I'll say thank you to Butterfly.